Welcome to Inspiration at Work, where you will hear from business leaders from around the world on what they are doing at work and through work to make the world a better place. This is the most positive talk radio show on the planet, where we have evicted the tenets of cynicism and criticism and set up residence on Inspiration Boulevard, right in the heart of Atlanta, Georgia. And now, your host, America's Chief Inspiration Officer, Terry Barber.
Welcome to another edition of Inspiration at Work. What a great show we have in store for you today. We have a wonderful guest, and not to say the least of which, he's been a very patient guest today as we've worked through some technical issues to make this show happen. Scott, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is Scott Newman, CEO of U.S. Marker Board. And Scott, what city is it that you're from? It looked like Quincy.
We are in Holbrook, Massachusetts, which is about 20 minutes south of Boston.
And I understand you've got snow today.
Yes, we do. We definitely do have snow today.
And I have to, I got to know, in light of the fact that last time we had to reschedule because of the snow, how much snow did you get that day?
The day that we were supposed to have the interview was about 22 inches here.
That is amazing.
But
you guys dug out pretty quick, didn't you?
Yeah, basically. It was a lot of snow. I heard on the radio this morning that we have been experiencing 270% more snow than average this year.
Wow. Hey, that's great for snow plow contractors.
Yes. It certainly is.
In light of the fact that so much of your business is done online, it probably really hasn't impacted you much business-wise, has it?
It can. It can. The weather definitely does have an impact on our business. When a snowstorm like this comes up the eastern seaboard, New York gets hit before us, and Connecticut and Rhode Island and then us. So, yeah, there's anticipation. Business does get impacted by certain weather happenings.
Well, the reason I even brought it up is because in reading about your company and reading about your little bit of your history, I have to tell you that not only are you a hero of mine for the sake of what you're doing to help make the world a better place, but my hat is off to you because you guys evidently were one of the few who actually got birth and made it through the dot-com bust.
Yes.
So tell me about that. How did that happen? How did you survive that?
Well, it's not easy. It definitely isn't. We have a nice core group of customer service people that, it's a family business here. It's myself, my father, my sister works in the accounting department. We've got people who've been with us 6, 7, 8 years, they're people that you hold on to. They hold on to you. I mean, it's a big difference.
Yeah. So the loyalty paid off through all it all.
Loyalty definitely paid off, but we had to hunker down. Yeah. We only ended up laying off one person out of it all, and the rest of it we just didn't fill. When someone left or, decided to change jobs, we just didn't fill the position. But it's been an interesting ride. Actually, through much of the dot-com stuff, we actually prevailed. We actually were able to pick up market share where others lost.
See, I would consider you to be a hero kind of brand for having done that. And it appears that even with all the financial kinds of turmoil that our country has been in, the world as far as that goes, over the last few years, U.S. Marker Board has continued to grow.
Yes, we have. We have. We have continued to grow. Some of it by smaller increments than other years, but last year was a good year. It really comes down to staying focused and making sure the team and the energy has stayed focused and everybody's on the same page. Top to bottom, that's it. Really comes down to the people.
Hey, I want you to talk a little bit about the kinds of products and the services that you're offering, and then I've got a really special request of you.
Sure.
So tell us a little bit about what you're selling.
Well, our core group of products is in the visual display boards. So basically whiteboards, marker boards, hospital boards, planner boards, patient room boards. We do enclosed boards, directory boards. You might find those in an office building. You know, you're looking for your doctor on a wall, and the directory board would have the name there. The marquee signs you might find in front of a temple or a church. A lot of that stuff is our core group. We have a lot of school furniture and school furnishings, everything from the cubbies the kids put their stuff in to desks and chairs. We do a lot of floor mats, mattings with logos on them. So that's our core group of products.
And I also love the fact that through it all, in light of the kinds of products that you're offering, some people would look at that and go, well, that's not very interesting. That's not very exciting. But you have really done an incredible job about attaching purpose and deeper meaning to your work and to your product. And I'd love for you to take a moment and just share with us a little bit about the kinds of things that U.S. Marker Board and your employees are involved in relative to giving back to the community.
We've tied ourselves to a couple of organizations that we like to volunteer and support. The first one is an organization called Cradles to Crayons, and it was a place that I started going to volunteering with my family, and I brought it here to the business, and we volunteer there together as a team. Sometimes we bring products in here and we sort it out. Basically, what it is it's a drop-off place for light, gently used clothing and toys. And we'll do everything from picking and packing to sorting loose stuff that's come in from people from donations. But it's a real good organization. They do fantastic work, and we like to be there as a group. I mean, it really makes us feel good. It's a nice day out of the office.
So what are some of the other benefits that you have found to the company, to and for your employees who are involved in that?
You mean aside from the fact that the teamwork aspect of it?
Yeah.
You spend a whole day in an office, you're looking at a computer, you're dealing with people peripherally. To have an opportunity to actually get in there and know that you're making a difference to somebody, and it doesn't have to be financial. You can actually get in there and do the work that needs to get done, and you know that, a child is going to benefit from what you're doing. Because they actually tell you, but when you leave, your efforts helped 15 children today, 28 children today.
Wow. So they quantify it. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really a great place.
What a great way to go. Now, somewhere along the line, I sense from reading about you, there was somebody or something that really inspired you personally along the way. Was there someone in particular who was a major positive influence in your life?
I would have to say that probably the biggest positive influence probably came from my parents, most directly from my father, who I work with every day. I mean, I came into the business with my dad in 1991, and he owned a window blind company. We started in the window shade business. And, when you're a young whippersnapper coming out of college, you don't know a whole heck of a lot. But my father was very good in showing me that you have a responsibility. Not only do you have a responsibility to the business, but you have a responsibility to your staff. You have a responsibility to your clients. He showed me the level of ethics and integrity that one should have that sometimes we tend to lose. So I'd have to say that's probably, from a business point of view, and from a personal point of view, is probably my biggest influence.
That is really outstanding, and it's amazing how many real entrepreneurs that I meet whose dad personally impacted their life relative to their business. So, even though I don't know him, you've got to tell him that we're going to post him as one of the inspirational heroes on our site.
I appreciate that. Thank
you. For the impact in your life. So Scott, from where you sit right now, what do you see as your long-term vision for your business, both in terms of its capacity for growth as well as its desire and its commitment to make the world a better place?
From a business growth standpoint, I think that I personally think the economy itself is on a cusp of growth. We've seen a lot of fallout in our industry over the last group of years, businesses that haven't made it. And I kind of relay that information to my own staffers that they we're on the cusp of something really big this year. I really do think that the economy is turning around, that we don't go after the big jobs, major construction projects, major buildings going up is not our cup of tea. We tend to focus on the individual smaller projects. So I really think there's an opportunity for us there with smaller businesses, mid-sized businesses, hospitals growing. On a flip side to that, I still think that there is a tremendous amount of need, and where we have had the pleasure of being able to grow and sustain and add people, there's still a responsibility to give back. The good part is that Cradle's actually just moved. They got a bigger building because for good or for bad, people need their services. As we grow, so does our responsibility. So does our responsibility to the community. So does our responsibility to making sure that our own staff has. Where a lot of businesses just don't pay attention to what's going on in their staff's life and what's going on around them. They only focus on what little square they're in. I don't think that that's the right thing to do.
You
really have to look outside that.
Scott, how do you go about inspiring your employees to get involved? Because this is not a mandatory thing that...
No. I would have to say that I will probably fall in line with most other entrepreneurs and say that comes top down. It's very, very difficult for you to expect someone to get involved or be involved if you're not involved yourself. Mm-hmm. If you show that this is an organization that you feel strongly about, and it's an organization that you participate in, and that you believe in, your staff will also follow you. I truly believe that. We don't try to spread ourselves thin. We don't try to follow a bunch of different organizations. We kind of stick to two, one major, and I think that it really has to come top down.
Mm-hmm. Nice example, nice model to try to follow. Is there or was there ever a defining moment for your life, Scott, that something that happened that just kind of shaped your thinking about this?
About volunteering?
Volunteering or just kind of who that made you who you are?
Was there a single defining moment? Probably not a single defining moment. I would have to say that, I went to Clark University, which is a pretty liberal school here in Massachusetts. And, I came from a small town in Stoughton, Massachusetts that wasn't as liberal as college was. Let me put it to you that way. And I learned a lot from a lot of people, and it opened my eyes to the needs of the world. I'd have to say that going there probably was the single defining moment, to this point. Aside from my daughter being born, that was probably, one of the most exciting times that I had ever had.
Hey, that'll change your life.
Yeah, it sure would. You have children and you start really seeing the responsibility and realizing that, your staff has responsibilities outside of the office and, making sure that they have. But for me, I think going to a real liberal college, I'm not, that liberal, but it definitely gave me an opportunity to see a lot of people's perspectives on things. Mm-hmm. And I think that was what opened my eyes to where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do.
Clark University are to be grateful. You just gave a little shout out to the alum. Hey, tell us how people can get in touch with you. I know you've got a website.
Yeah. We've got a website. It's usmarkerboard.com. And they could also reach us via telephone at our toll-free number, 800-791-2946. We work with individuals, we work with companies, we work with schools, universities, hospitals, construction companies. We work with just about anybody. There's over 300,000 products on our website, and there's something for everybody.
It was, speaking of which, now my request. Do you by chance have a marker board, as I have seen in some places, that you write on and then it prints out what you write?
Yes, yes. There's a couple different kinds. You can have a, you know, a regular copy board, which will just print. You have ones that connect to your computer that download that information to your computer. You can save
that. That's what I want.
Yeah, they have interactive ones, which, you know, you can project onto, and it collects the data, and you can interact with that and put it on a projection screen. There's a lot you can do with them now. There really is.
That's the link that I want out of this conversation, Scott. Hey, what a great privilege to get to know you better and to hear about your heart and your work, your passion. I applaud you for getting and inspiring your employees really to get engaged and involved in some incredible work, things that are making difference, things that are changing lives. And I just appreciate so much you being a part of the show today, Scott.
Well, I definitely appreciate you having me on the show today.
You've been listening today to Scott Newman, President and CEO of U.S. Marker Board. And I am Terry Barber, your host. And we want to encourage you, all who are listening, to continue to go out and keep inspiring, making the world a better place.
You have been listening to Inspiration at Work on the GII Network with your host, Terry Barber. Find us on the web at www.inspirationboulevard.com and follow us on Twitter at Inspiration Boulevard.